The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hi there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the news show. It is the 19th of December. Yep, 6 days till Christmas 2019. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, and it's coming your way in about 5 minutes. First on our agenda is the UK Communications Regulator, better known around the UK neck of the woods as Ofcom. They got a new rule they're proposing to the carriers out there, and it actually benefits the customers. That rule being, you can't sell lock phones anymore. Now the likes of O2, Sky, 3, Virgin Mobile, and a few other smaller carriers out there, they actually already offer unlocked phones. But that's not enough for Ofcom. BT Mobile, EE, Tesco Mobile, yeah, you guys need to do the same. Now you would think with BT Mobile, they actually sold unlocked devices up until February of 2018. Until they thought, lock's the way to go for them. So you'd think switching back for them wouldn't be too hard. Though I have a feeling it's going to be painful. Now the bigger question is, when are these rules going to take effect? In fact, they're just kind of coming off the tongues of Ofcom. In fact, it might be coming off the tongues till about March of 2020. And then look for about 12 more months before it actually gets implemented. Hey, speaking of mobile phones, you seen those new leaked images of the Note 10? Yep, they're out there on the interwebs now. And even though Samsung was expecting to launch that Galaxy Note 10 later this month, and trying to keep it under wraps until then, yeah, they pretty much failed. From what we can see, it's going to have a flat OLED display with a 32-megapixel front-facing camera. Of course, on the back, the rage of camera lenses nowadays, you've got triple camera action going on, including a 12-megapixel wide-angle camera on the back. Now, other than that, we already know it's got 6 gigs of RAM on board, and we'll be running Android 10. But not just any old Android 10, the custom One UI 2.0 interface will be present as well. And finally, hell, let's just stay with mobile phones. I mean, why not? It's kind of an addiction to all of us anyways, isn't it? So much, in fact, that you're trying to cut down. Is that a New Year's resolution for you? Well, here's the phone for you. It's called Lite. Now, it has nothing to do with the weight. It has everything to do with what's on board. Lite is actually a new startup, and it's creating products designed to help people. Yes, as you guessed, it was smartphone addiction. Now, if it does sound familiar to some of you out there, they've actually had a phone out before, back in 2017. It didn't do so well. Now, with the previous Lite phone, it could only make and receive phone calls. That was it. But the new version? Oh yeah, get ready for texting. Yep, that's right. That extra feature of texting is coming to the Lite too. Now, like we were mentioning, this is for people that are cell phone addicts. Gotta have my apps to this and apps to that. Well, none of those apps are there. There's no app store. There's no nothing really. Put your SIM card in and enjoy technology pretty much like it was 15, 20 years ago. Now, if you got a story and no one else is listening, well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hop on over to our official website at britishtechnetwork.com, powered by those fine folks over at TSO Host. Yep, they pick up the bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network, and they do a fantastic job of it, too. If you're looking for great, reliable web hosting, check them out today at tsohost.com. Also, hop on by our Facebook page, too, and give us a like over there at British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter, too, at British Tech. And please come by our BTN community at our Slack room and join us today. Our ever-growing community is so much fun, and we would love for you to be a part of it, so come by right now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back with you for your Friday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday, and thank you, as always, for listening.